This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Reinforced Russian troops backed by airstrikes have been pummeling a portion of eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian officials said Saturday that the Russian forces blew up bridges and shelled apartment buildings while fighting to capture two cities that would put a contested province under Moscow's control. A regional governor said that the Russian and Ukrainian forces battled street by street in the two areas. The cities are central to the Kremlin's goal of seizing the entire Donbas region. British officials said Russia is devoting significant troop strength and firepower to a creeping advance. Moscow and Kyiv blame each other for a fire that destroyed the main church at a monastery that is one of Ukraine's holiest Orthodox Christian sites. North Korea test-fired a salvo of 8 short-range ballistic missiles from multiple locations toward the sea on Sunday. South Korea's military said this extending a provocative streak in weapons demonstrations this year alone that U.S. and South Korean officials say may culminate with a nuclear test explosion, possibly setting a single-day record for North Korean ballistic launches. The missiles were fired in succession over 35 minutes from areas including the Sunan region near the capital, Pyongyang. That's according to the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff. South Korea's military did not immediately say how far the missiles flew, but it did note that it has heightened in monitoring in its case that the North fires more missiles. And again, North Korea has in fact test-fired a salvo of 8 short-range ballistic missiles from multiple locations toward the sea on Sunday. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan has concluded a naval exercise with South Korea in the Philippine Sea amid signs that North Korea is possibly preparing to conduct its first nuclear test explosion since 2017. The three-day exercise that began Thursday in international waters off the Japanese island of Okinawa was apparently the Allies' first joint drill involving a U.S. aircraft carrier since November of 2017. It comes weeks after President Joe Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol in a summit in Seoul vowed to upgrade defense exercises. Biden's special envoy for North Korea said Friday that the Washington area is preparing for all contingencies as it monitors North Korean arrangements for a possible nuclear test that could be imminent. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Saturday accused the enemy, a reference mainly to the United States, of seeking to use protests to weaken the Islamic Republic. Details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
In the past few weeks, several Iranian cities have seen demonstrations against the rising cost of living and corruption. The May 23rd collapse of a building under construction in the southwestern city of Abadan has sparked protests demanding that incompetent officials be executed after the tragedy killed at least 37 people. Iran has witnessed waves of protests over living conditions in recent years, most notably in 2019, after an unannounced fuel price hike. Iranian authorities said 230 people were killed in protest-related violence, but experts working for the United Nations put the death toll at 400. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The state agency investigating the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, has determined that the commander facing criticism for the slow police response was not carrying a radio as the massacre unfolded, and that's according to a Texas state senator Friday. The Senator Roland Gutierrez told the Associated Press in a brief telephone interview that a Texas Department of Public Safety official told him school district police chief Pete Arredondo was without a radio during the 24th attack by a lone gunman at Robb's Elementary School that left 19 students and two teachers dead. 17 more people were injured as a result. Recapping our top story, reinforced Russian troops backed by airstrikes have been pummeling a portion of eastern Ukraine. The Ukrainian officials said that the Russian forces blew up bridges and shelled department buildings while fighting to capture two cities that would put a contested province under Moscow's control. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.